Oh, looks like I'm going to be reading this one, too.
Whichever one you're comfortable with.
This is Brittany, a.k.a. Wilma, coming to you live from the USS Melbourne, and you are listening to Comic Pop Library.
That is the ugliest creature I have ever seen. And it was naked.
I'm going to destroy you.
No need to worry. I will protect the kingdom.
My hair's doing that thing we both love.
Whoa! Nobody ever goes into the dark forest.
I'm not afraid of them.
That's right.
An army approaches.
Sound the alarm.
The potion's dangerous.
It destroys order.
I want it!
You should see your face!
Wait, I can show you.
Wild thing.
John! Release my sister!
Give me the potion by moondown, or you'll never see your sister again.
We must rescue Dawn! Who's with me? Prepare to be shaken.
I say, hey, I've been gone today. I'll be fast around the way.
Uh-oh.
You want an adventure? You got it.
Thank you, Tiny Rabbit.
Spit.
I know one thing. I love you.
Sugar pie, honey bunch. You don't get alone.
Meet my mother.
Don't you have a comb?
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Oh, I think I got one of your antennae.
You fight well.
Wish I could say the same for you.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I was expecting more.
What?
Just kill me now. Make it quick.
Bring me
the prisoner.
No eating.
Oh, Brutus.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Gets Animated, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Jonathan
and Logan.
And today's And in today's episode, we are going to be looking at Strange Magic, produced by Lucasfilms, of all people. So Lucasfilms Animation. So that's kind of fun for me, since I'm a big Star Wars fan. Mm-hmm. But we'll let Jonathan take it away.
Strange Magic is a music-filled fairy tale about finding true love in the unlikeliest of places. This magical adventure features a host of colorful characters, including a princess who has sworn off love, Marianne, a dubious villain, Bog King, a slightly nutty sugar plum fairy, a tenacious elf, Sunny, a mischievous imp, and a knight who is no Prince Charming, Roland. Bring home the enchanting tale the whole family can enjoy today.
They didn't mention Dawn at all in there, did they?
They did not mention Dawn at all.
Oh, poor Dawn.
Okay.
And for those of you who want to know who Dawn is
Marianne's younger sister, who is kind of a
carefree spirit.
Not the word I was looking for. But.
Well, this one to me, it was one of those that flew under the radar and didn't make a lot of money at the theaters.
Right. Opening weekend, it made $5 million. And that's not a lot of money for a movie. And then the gross was about $12 million. So it's still not a lot of money.
No. And this is one, I think, the people that did it had fun with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can kind of tell that.
Oh, yeah.
But the story was simple. We watched it with my whole family and Jonathan, and April was there, and she knew what the outcome was going to be at the very beginning. And I think most of us did, too.
Right. We saw it.
I saw an AMV that spelled it out a bit.
A lot of, yeah. And, you know, there was a lot of times And at towards the end, Richard, Logan, and I were talking, and I said, you know, if this was a Disney movie, I could see, I mean, because I saw a lot of Disney Easter eggs in there, kind of, sort of. I mean, at the end of the movie, it was Beauty and the Beast. And then there was...
story element-wise, yeah.
Right.
That's not Disney, per se. Those are fables.
True.
Disney doesn't own them.
I mean, and
that's why Disney uses them.
Yeah.
That's true.
But, I mean, there was aspects in there. There was kidnapping. There was ice kind of things that reminded me of Frozen. So, I mean, there was... Huh. For me, there was...
don't remember much ice. Oh, the Sugar Plum Fairy Bird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, to me, I mean, there was a bunch of Easter eggs that were kind of Disney-like. I'm not saying it was Disney-like.
Jonathan, you bring up a point that there's some Disney-esque elements to it.
Yeah.
And just did the Google search for us and found out that Lucasfilm was actually sold to Disney in 12.
Okay.
So this movie was made by Lucasfilm Animation.
Right.
After that, so it is a Disney property.
Oh, okay. Well,
so technically this could be called a Disney movie.
Marianne
needs to be inducted into the princesses list.
Oh. Right. Yeah, Marianne and Dawn, because they were both fairy princesses.
Yep, there you go.
But it had that Disney element, and like I said, it had kind of Easter eggs for me, and I never pay attention to Easter eggs. So, I mean, like, there were things in there that I was just like, I can see that in this movie or that in that movie, and it was just...
One of the Easter eggs I kind of saw, and it's just the way the character was drawn, was the father... Of the fairies, of Marianne and Dawn.
The Fairy King.
The way they drew him, and you kind of look at George Lucas's face.
Yeah.
It's really similar when you kind of look at it. And like, and I wonder if they were kind of emulating that a little bit.
They might have been.
So it might have been a nod back to Lucas, who actually created all this and, that Disney acquired.
Yeah. The Fairy King's voice was presented by Alfred Molina.
Okay. Hmm. Most of the actors that they got for this... I'm not familiar with.
There was only one name that I was familiar with, and that was...
good singers, generally.
Yeah, they were.
Because they all sang the songs.
Yeah.
And they were actual just songs that were out there.
Yeah. What actor did you know off
the top? Alan Cumming.
That rings a bell. Was that the Bog?
Yes.
Okay.
The Bog King. And I even said that from the very beginning. I said, Alan Cumming's in this movie. And
the fairies are kind of like butterflies.
Mm-hmm. They are.
And the Bog King... I thought he looked like a grasshopper.
I thought he was more of like a cockroach.
You think a cockroach? See, yeah. I got grasshopper.
The mosquito was one of the bachelorettes that his mom found. I was initially leaning towards mosquito for him, but
the Bog King has sworn off getting married too, and his mother's constantly trying to hook him up.
Yeah, Marianne is the same way because. Can we go into that?
That's fairly early.
Roland's a
cheating cheater.
She is actually engaged to Roland, and she's singing this happy love song, and then she sees Roland come out of another person's... Were they having a picnic or something? They
just met up and started kissing.
She saw him kissing, and... The love song just kind of freezes, and she flies home.
And then does a training montage.
Yeah, and then she does a training montage.
and she has just, three minion fairies, just because.
I don't know if they were fairies.
They were
minions. I don't know if they were fairies, though, because they were really, really minions. Small. Pixies, maybe?
Yeah, pixies, whatever. But I wouldn't...
Kind of like Tinkerbell?
Yeah. Really? I wouldn't really call them minions, because minions is more like villainous. I would call them...
Not necessarily.
Handmaidens, maybe?
Minions would work, too, because minions do your bidding.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
they were so much helping her along with the songs, and they also helped her in training.
Yeah. She beat them up. It was kind of cruel. It was like, you're picking on these little pixies that you're like six times their size, if not bigger. It's like, holy cow. One of the surprising ones for me was Sunny and how they portrayed elves.
Yeah.
Because I'm so used to the Lord of the Ring elves being so tall.
Right.
Where they brought the elves back to be in a smaller race.
Yeah, it was kind of like...
That kind of took some getting used to.
To be honest with you, I thought Sunny was a lawn gnome, but...
To begin with, I thought so too until they actually said he was an elf.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, the way that he has him the way that they have him dressed up and everything, he looks like a lawn gnome. And so, it's just like, oh, this lawn gnome. Elf? Oh, okay. Got it.
And he actually has a signature song.
He does.
And we'll go out on that one, too.
Nice.
I will be honest with you, and Richard, I'm going to point this out. You really enjoyed the music on this one because you said that it took you back to your younger days. Not saying that you're not old or anything, because you're not.
I thought it was just awesome because it was actual music and not made for the movie.
Right. It wasn't anything.
That can be awesome too, the made for the movie music.
I mean,
yeah, either way.
It was kind of different because, like you said, it's kind of a Disney movie, and Disney movies usually come up with
original songs.
True. So for them to bring in some older songs sung by real people, it was, well, not by
them. And it wasn't all older songs. There was when the troops were marching, that was...
Lady Gaga. I just went
blank. Yeah, Lady Gaga. So there are some fairly modern ones, too.
Lady Gaga, the song. Bad Love.
Yeah, Bad Love, I think. Ra, 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 ra.
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't remember the...
I don't know what the song is that, but that's the rhythm.
Why do I not remember that, then?
Is it Bad Love, or... Anyway, I'm not even going to...
Is that actually background?
Bad Romance.
Bad Romance, yeah, there we go.
For some reason, I don't actually remember that song being sung. When,
it wasn't necessarily sung. They were just doing the music. March. They were doing it for marching.
They were humming it when they were marching. Yeah.
It was just a fairly short part of it.
Yeah.
But most of these, like you said, were songs that were taken off the radio at some point in time throughout pop history, because most of them were pop. Some came out on the rocky age, because they had Wild Thing in there.
Wild Thing,
which is pure rock. But I kind of made the comment after seeing this that I understood why it failed.
Right.
I don't think they knew how to market it.
No.
Because they marketed it to kids, which is all right, because it's animated.
Yeah.
And it's rated, I think, G or PG. I can't remember. It's
PG.
And it's perfectly fine, perfectly innocent, but it's a movie that's all about love.
Mm.
And not very many kids... aren't going to stay still on a movie all about love, especially little boys. Some of them will, but most of them will probably get a little antsy. Girls, there'll be some that'll get antsy, but most of them will probably stick around and say, okay, let's do this. But then, because the songs, unless they had parents that introduced them to these songs, they're not going to have as much fun as, like you said, I did with this song, because I recognized everyone that was coming up. I was like, oh, this is cool, this is fun.
Even Sonny's?
What's that?
I don't think I ever heard Sonny's Don't Worry song before this
movie. Yeah, it's an older song.
I know that, but I think
you and that's why I'm saying you hadn't, but for me,
because I've heard enjoyed it. And so
what is his song? I got it somewhere.
Don't worry.
No, that's not the title of it, though. I got it in here.
Every little thing is gonna be all right.
Yeah,
it's Say Hey, and that's gonna be our outro song, everybody. So get ready to move your butt around. He says to move your butt in the show.
I lost my train of thought because Logan's over here doing a little dance
and humming.
I will say this: I think Logan's favorite part is when they captured Dawn and she had the love potion, and they were singing "Sugar Pie."
No, I think that was yours, given your reaction to the trailer.
Well, no, because you were laughing the whole time, so.
That one was pretty good. Yeah, I mean, it was fun. It was a fun movie. It was lighthearted. All the songs were related to love, and Logan must have got into it, because, like I said, he was over here humming, and we're trying to say, okay, Logan, we got it. We're going to have background humming for the rest of the show.
All right, you start, Richard.
But because of those songs, since I know them, I definitely had fun with them. But yeah, for the kids, like I said, unless they were introduced to them, I don't know if they would have got them as much.
No. I think that the parents would have gotten it a little bit more because, like, when I hear the songs, I was like, oh, yeah, I know these songs. And I mean, I'm not that old, but I've heard the songs at one time or another. Yeah. So,
and you'd be surprised that a lot of people don't know the old stuff. Well, there's some stuff that we're kind of surprised
that I don't know,
that you don't know. And sometimes it's legitimately you don't know. Sometimes it's, you know it, you just don't know that you know it.
Yeah, so, you know it,
and that happens to everybody. Yeah, that happens to everybody. You know it and don't like recognize the name, like Logan said. So.
You've heard the name and have never actually seen the thing.
Yep.
But
true.
The plot on this movie was kind of generic in a way.
Yeah, it was simple.
Yeah. Sorry, my mic was down. So,
like I said, it's one of those where it's all about love.
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
And I mean, there were some fight scenes in there that were pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with Marianne, I liked how they took her from this little innocent type person and twisted her into a more...
warrior.
A confident warrior type deal, persona. Yeah. So that was really cool, but that they did that, and that was cool to see.
Yeah, even in the beginning, before she found out that she was kind of tough as well, in a way. Punch, because she was still doing her sword practicing and everything, and her dad said, that's not what
you should be doing.
I think that was afterwards.
That's after the time skip. That's right before she literally kicks Roland out of a ball.
Yeah, because the beginning is her flying
the
around.
The only time
her song.
She touches a weapon in the beginning part is when she jokingly swings around Roland's sword, saying, "I can take care of myself." She does apparently know a bit of hand to hand versus the one guy later on, though.
Yeah, or
just kick him, run.
And I don't know how big the time skip is. They don't really get into that.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I don't know if it's supposed to be a year,
unknown,
couple of years, but supposedly she went from a novice to fairly skilled. I'm not going to say an expert because she wasn't an expert.
At least matching
the barking. Yeah.
But if you notice, he got the upper hand a lot of times. That's why I said she didn't become an expert per se, but she got fairly skilled, So I don't know if it was a year's time, a couple of months. I don't think it was more than a year, though. Doesn't feel right if it was more than a year.
The concept of this is the Bog King wants to find a potion. Or find a cure to a potion for
a love potion.
For love.
Love potion.
Yeah, a love potion.
That Roland kind of conned Sunny into getting.
Right.
From the Sugar Plum Fairy. Sugar Plum. Thank you. So that, I mean.
It was played by Kristen Chenoweth.
Which is surprising that they didn't play Love Potion number 9 for that.
Yeah.
Just go figure. They've played all these other love type songs, but it's dealing with a love potion, but they don't have Love Potion number 9. It's just kind of weird, but that's all right.
The thing that bothered me the most was, and I was waiting for it, and
you're still waiting for it?
No.
Oh, okay. What was it?
The song Strange Magic. They played that at the very last of the movie. Yeah,
which makes sense when it fell in.
I felt like it probably should have been, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong about this, but I felt like it probably should have been the theme of
the
movie.
While the gal was making the potion, having her assistants or minions do that. Because Sugar Plum had a few minions too, didn't she? Or am I just remembering that wrong?
I don't think there was any humans at all. Oh, you said minions. My bad.
I know somebody else had minions. I think it was Sugar Plum Fairy.
I think she had a few, but
yeah, each of them had 3.
To me, it fit the strange magic and where they fit it in. Because if they did it any sooner, I think that would definitely give it away to the younger audience.
Yeah.
You know, the adults and teens, they knew what was happening from the beginning. It was pretty much given. But for the kids, I think they held off because that would have definitely kind of given it away a little bit earlier than what they wanted to. So I can understand their decision. And I can see where you're saying, since the title of the show is Strange Magic, they could have let in with it.
Yeah.
Possibly. But but it fit for me where it was at, so that wasn't a problem. The animation was good.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely good. This is one. It was after we talked about the Lucasfilm animation in our Doctor Who episode being a little stilty at the very beginning and wooden looking, where this is kind of a little bit after that, where it's still computer generated, but the hair and stuff has movement now.
Yeah.
So
because Roland was always
messing with his hair. He was kind of an Elvis persona, I think.
Yeah, he was. In a way, he was. But he was kind of egotistical as well. I mean, everything was about him.
And even when he was, to get an army, no matter how I get it.
Yeah,
exactly. Maybe become a prince as well.
And like Logan pointed out in the beginning, it was Roland who started this whole thing off because he wanted... After Marianne found out that he was cheating on him, he wanted to get back with Marianne to get his army.
To get his army.
To get his army.
He just wants an army.
Not for love, just his army.
And then...
Some of the side characters were funner than the main characters, though. I mean, Sonny, I enjoyed, and he was basically a side character. Yeah. Dawn was funny, and she's a side character.
Yeah, but she was a little bit of a hoochie mama.
That's why I said free spirited. She was a little bit, and I don't know if she was really doing anything or just a big flirt. Yeah. There's a difference between a flirt and somebody that actually follows through. So I don't know. You could debate that, but with a kids' movie, I don't know if you want to go too far into that. I'd say she's a big flirt. That's how I interpreted it. And what was it?
I thought it was more like she was crushing on all these people and never actually done anything at all.
Well, that's kind of like I was saying. She
might
flirt.
Want to, but yeah.
That's what
nobody
a flirt
is touching
does.
No, I'm not even talking about actually getting to flirt with it, just crushing on them and never getting past that. Because nobody wants to do anything with the king's youngest daughter is another factor of that, but yeah.
I don't know. She was dancing with a lot of people and doing the stuff like that. So she was crushing too. I'll give you that. But I think she was a flirt as well. Because she was always in for the dances. She was always in for the romance. Yeah. So,
but she was always still in love with one person though, which makes
was at the
sense.
End.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Bog King's two right hand men. Or one woman, I guess you could say. Yeah. And you have to watch the movie to see what we're talking about there. Yeah. It's kind of funny when that comes about. This is all based around bugs, fairies, and all that and else. So there's no humans in this at all.
No, not at all.
So just those relationships and seeing what they come out with is kind of funny. Like you heard in the trailer.
Got an antenna kissing.
No, yeah,
no, that was in the trailer. Scene.
I was talking about when he says, "I saw her and she was so ugly and she was naked."
Was that a girl?
And they were like, "I'm naked." Ooh, okay, I guess I am. You know, they. It's one of those moments where how can an insect be naked? Oh. But I guess it is technically.
Most of them are wearing clothes.
One of my favorite things about this was the little mushrooms.
Oh,
the telephone. Like, it took me back to grade school, and it did not do me wrong because towards the end of it, they were still wrong.
I was going to say, hopefully, it wasn't high school and what you had on the side behind the building. We're shrooming today. But in Japanese animation, they have it kind of reminded me of those. They're the spirits, and their heads will tilt and click, and they communicated that way
from Princess Mononoke.
Kind of communicated that way. That reminded me of that from the mushrooms, but I can't remember what they're called. Do you?
I cannot remember. It's been too long since we've seen that movie. Okay. We really should again, but yeah, it's been too long.
You'll see Princess Mononoke and see what we're trying to talk about.
They appeared
Mushishi
once or twice,
does it
and Mushishi
too.
Does it.
Yeah, well. Mushishi is all about them, but I can't think of what they're called.
It's not only them, it's everything.
Yeah. So if you want some anime to go see, there's your couple there. So.
Go for it.
One's good too. This one's actually good. I think this one is a hidden gem that
it
most
is.
People missed because the kids were probably coming out. I was like, oh, it's all about love. It was stupid. But with the songs and everything like that, oh, God.
I'm going to have fun. When you mentioned this about doing it, I was like, I don't know, I'll give it a try. And then when we popped it in, I was like,
is good.
Well, see, that's the way I was. I was like, oh, Strange Magic. I've seen the commercials, but I wasn't really thrilled about it.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of that way with some Disney movies, right, too, until I watch them.
Yeah.
But then when the music started, I was like, I know that song. They've changed it. You know, they change them up a little bit.
Yeah, different
singers.
They give it
different rhythms, yeah, too, sometimes.
Different rhythm. Yeah. They give it a little bit of a more of an upbeat on some of them.
And then I was like, okay, that's just the first song. But then it kept going, oh, there's another one. Oh, there's another one I know. This is cool. Okay. And then it was the whole movie was like that. I was like, that was really cool.
But I wanted to reiterate something that you said about side characters. Yours was Sunny. Mine was a little white imp. That was my favorite imp character.
The imp named Imp.
Yeah, the imp named Imp. I thought it was the cutest thing that I've seen in a movie, and it was just it was cute. I mean, that's all I can say, was it was a cute little thing that I loved. If I had one of those, I'd be like, yay!
And I think, again, you can harken that back to a Disney kind of Easter egg, because they always have some type of
little animal
mascot.
Yeah.
Some of the anime even have those mascots. They always have a cat in there, or a pig, or a stuffed
just
animal.
Just like Ice Age. Mm-hmm. Ice Age has Scratch.
Right. Mm-hmm. And for Frozen, it was the snowman.
Yeah, Olaf.
Olaf. So that's fairly common in some of the anime shows. And
well, this one was a Cupid.
Was fun. Yeah, he kind of played Cupid a lot with the potion.
Yeah,
with the potion,
yeah.
He was having fun with that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
though it came back to bite him in the end.
Yes, it did.
Literally.
But the only thing, he never got his love, though.
No, he didn't.
Wait, was the big friend of Sonny's, didn't he have that?
No, that was with the lizard. Him and Sonny both were hit by the potion at the same time, and that lizard.
The lizard, yeah.
No, but Sonny wasn't hit with the lizard, but
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Sonny and the big dude were hit.
Because the lizard opened her eyes and at the saw same Sonny time and, both of them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I was talking about Sonny and the big guy getting hit by the potion instead of someone seeing them after getting hit by the potion.
No, Sonny and the big guy were never hit by the love potion.
I think the big guy was, actually. Yeah.
No, it was the lizard.
The lizard that's got what hit I by the love lizard. Potion.
Both of them did. The lizard and the big guy.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No.
I could be wrong, but I don't think so. It's
we'll
possible.
Just have to watch it again. And
yeah, it's possible. It's possible, and I'm not remembering it right. But
it's just kind of like when I was saying when we did the Kingsman. Like I was saying, the lady with the hooked feet had the little bomb on the back of her neck.
Yep.
We never did find out if that was right or not.
No, we haven't really watched that one either. Okay. But that's all right. This is one that I would recommend just to have fun with. I think if you would watch it, you would get into it.
Yeah.
If you're an adult, or if you had, you know, the music was probably from the 90s and 2000s mainly. Some a little bit earlier. Yeah. But it seems like it was kind of
Well, Lady Gaga's Bad Romance, that would have been.
Is that 90s or early
2000s?
2000s. Later 2000s.
Later
2000s. I think it was like 2014.
Oh, 10, really?
12?
Yeah.
I didn't think it was
2013, 2014.
Lady Gaga is a pretty recent singer.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's probably been around longer than what you guys are thinking, though. It'd probably surprise you. She's been around at least 5 or more years now.
Less than 2 decades, though. Less than 2 decades.
I'm not doubting that. I never said she was 2 decades. I said 2000s.
Yeah.
Maybe late 90s, but that'd be as far back as she would be. It would be more of the 2000s.
At least after 2005.
It's possible.
So, when did Lady Gaga come out? You are the one with the phone going for Google.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now.
Go for it.
I'm just looking up the song when it was.
I was saying look up when she came out as a singer.
Okay, we've done our Google searches on Lady Gaga.
So she started in 2005, and Bad Romance came out in 2009. So
she's been in the business a little longer than what you guys thought.
I got it exactly right, 2005.
So 2000s when she came out. So you have a range of songs there.
Yeah.
Wild Thing was back probably 70s or early 80s, somewhere in there.
So it was popular until at least the 90s.
Right.
Right, and really it comes back out in different movies and stuff. I think the most popular one was the one with the baseball team, the Cleveland Indians. It was a comedy. They had Charlie Sheen as the pitcher, and they called him the Wild Thing.
Huh. Man.
Oh, man, you're going to make me look that up, too.
Go for it.
Not a clue.
All right. We got it.
What is it called?
Major League.
Major League, okay. I've heard of the movie, never seen it.
He was a pitcher, and he couldn't ever control his pitches, but he was a fastball pitcher.
Okay.
So they called him Wild Thing.
I think I might have seen 5 minutes of that one.
5 minutes of it. I haven't seen any of it, so
I have never heard the name before.
That's all right. But this is, like I said, for collections, for personal collections. I think if you like animation, you like the Disney stuff, I think you would enjoy this one if you gave it a shot.
Even if you didn't like the Disney stuff, go for it anyways.
Well, yeah, true. But if you're a Disney file, I think if you give it a shot and really watch it and have fun with it, I think you'd enjoy it.
Yeah,
true. The animation's really good in it. It would fit well. For libraries, I would say any library could have it in there. It'll go in the kids section, but I would say recommend it to some of the adults, too, because like I said, once I started watching it, I just had a blast with it, listening to all the songs. That was pretty cool.
It was a blast. It really was.
That's going to pretty much wrap it up before we leave out. If you're interested in sending us an email, you can contact us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. You can get in touch with us on Facebook or Twitter. Just look up Comic Pop Library. Send us a message, and we'll read it on the air. We got one, again, from Jess. She wrote back to us with our review on Zootopia, where we reviewed Zootopia with April and the gang. And she really said, I like this one, guys. So glad you liked it. Enjoyed Zootopia. We had fun with that
movie as well. We had fun with it, yeah.
So it's pretty appropriate that we're doing a Strange Love and mentioning Zootopia with it. So thanks. So thanks, Jess, for writing in to us again and mentioning that you liked the episode. We're very glad that you did. We are on iTunes. Be sure to look us up on there. Subscribe to us there. If you're interested, give us some reviews. Help us out. It'd be kind of cool. Jonathan, you're doing some new stuff. Want to mention what you're doing?
Yeah, I have started my own review. I've kind of branched it off of Comic Pop Library, and I've been having a lot of fun with it. I'm on YouTube and on Facebook. It's Jonathan's Room, and like I said, it's just a bunch of reviews. I've done a few movies, a few pieces of music. I have some exciting events coming up, which I am really, really excited about. I also have reviewed non-author's books, and I've had some comments on, well, not non-authors.
What's a non-authored book?
non-known authors is what I'm saying. And I've had some comments on that.
So,
and
WordPress? Mabo?
Independent. Small press.
Yeah. And I've had
using pseudonyms or whatever they're called. The false names.
Synonyms.
Like wild pseudonyms.
Richard Bachman's a pen name for Stephen King.
Pen name. Yeah.
That's what they're called, pen names.
But so I've had really fun. I've had a lot of fun with it.
So he's having fun with that. He came to us, and now he's branching out. Hopefully he'll stay with us, though.
No doubt about that.
A few other of us are going to branch out as well. April and I cannot remember his name. April, well, I didn't remember Jacob. Lenny's name for quite a while anyway. So
Jacob.
April and Jacob.
I used to get you and Luis's
something name
switched up all the time, too, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
But yeah, April and Jacob are looking at doing something. They're kind of keeping it under wraps right now to see if they can actually pull it out. But also, might I mention as well that one of our co-hosts, Lenny, has a book out there called Zombie Waltz. You can look that up on Amazon.com under Zombie Waltz. So if you're interested in supporting him, he'd be very appreciative of that. That's going to do it for us. We hope you've had fun listening to us. We've had fun here visiting about Strange Magic. And like I said, we're going to be leaving out with Hey You from the movie, and we'll see everybody on the flip side. Bye. Bye.
See ya.
Booties, prepare to be shaken. I say, hey, I've been gone today, but I'll be back around the way. Everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know. But I know one thing, I love you.
of joy and I've seen a lot of pain. But I don't want to write a love song for the world. I just want to write a song about a boy and a girl. Hear them on the corner always calling my name. Yeah, the kids on the corner playing silly games. When I saw you getting down, girl, I hope it was you. And when I looked into your eyes, I knew it was true. Everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know. But I know one thing, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you, yeah.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.